So ABC Education has a new fun and exciting way for primary students to practice and extend their mathematical thinking and skills. The Goat Maths games are perfect for teacher-guided group play, allowing students to play as a class or in small groups as they explore and discuss the maths and the antics of lovable goats. Now, for teachers and parents listening now, would you suggest introducing these games to kids? And I do understand there are different mathematical games. So what kind of games are we looking at?
Well, Mac, the Goat Math games look like they are a lot of fun, right? I'm imagining myself back in school, and if I had access to this back then, well, I think I'd be on pro level by now. Now, the goat's antics in Goat Math is what provides the context for the engagement, the problem solving, and the learning. Now, the launch activities and the interactive games are the two different types of interacting on the goat. Now, the launch activities are centered on key mathematical concepts or strategies, such as estimation, double facts, or even recognizing different number combinations. Now, the launch activities help students notice and discuss mathematical properties, as well as apply what they've learned to solve the problems. Now, the interactive games allow students to practice and improve their mathematical thinking and skills, such as mental computation. Now, teachers can use the games to lead discussions and investigations about the mathematics that the students notice and use, and they can help students describe the patterns, the rules, and the generalizations.
Now, this one is for you, the Apple fan. If you've got an Apple, Apple Mac, whatever Apple product you have, MLS is back in late February, and the league and Apple are offering free games for the opening portion of the season. In fact, MLS plans to offer a number of free games throughout the campaign.
Mac, that's right. The first week of the season provides the best opportunity to watch free Major League Soccer games. Now, every game on Apple TV on the weekend of February 25th and 26th is free. Now, this is done to give fans a taste of what the Major League Soccer season pass has to offer. Furthermore, it can serve as a trail run for moderate fans who are not as ardent as other MLS supporters. However, for the first 3 weeks of the season, Apple TV offers 6 free games on each match day. And for the time being, that free schedule is only valid through match day 4, which concludes on March 19th. Now, instead of focusing on just a few more popular teams in the MLS, almost all the teams will be available for free on Apple TV in the 3 weeks following the first match day. New England and Orlando are the only two that do not.
Listen, so Microsoft has got a lot of money to throw around. I mean, it continues to reveal perhaps a bit more than it wanted to as it tries to make arguments to regulators that it should be able to buy Activision Blizzard for $69 billion.
Well, Mac, let's be honest. Microsoft's strategy has actually included frequently putting itself down. It has attempted to portray Sony as the dominant force in the console market, which is true, with Xbox simply playing catch-up with its studio acquisitions. Now, as arguments mount that owning a franchise like Call of Duty would give it an unfair advantage in the subscription space, it is turning to Game Pass. Now, in doing so, it contradicts something it previously claimed. So as always, questions about the Microsoft acquisition remain. But I believe that lurking beneath the surface has always been concerns about the long-term viability of literally all of Microsoft's big AAA exclusives launching day one on Game Pass. Of course, this is great for the consumer, but can it continue indefinitely?